Today I'd like to bring up a topic. My name is Mr. Raines, and I brought together a few of my middle school students. Today's topic, we'd like to talk about technology and dealing with digital future and what it's like using computers and technology at home versus at school. Right now, I'd like to introduce my three students and a little bit about them and what the students are.
Nusha Arvin, 13, 8th grade.
Charlotte Thorin, 13, 8th grade.
Zach Stoltz, 14, 8th grade.
Okay, bringing together my three students, asking some questions. The first thing we'd like to take a look at is how much time they spend watching TV at home during the week.
4 hours.
Like 4 to 4.5 hours.
I don't watch TV a lot. I mostly focus on sports, working out, homework, or friends, so maybe about 2 hours.
Okay. With watching TV and being exposed to some technology, we then took a look at the other use of technology beyond TV, which was using other things, cell phone, computer, about how much time they actually use these technologies.
Cell phone, like, all the time, and then computer, an hour a day.
Like, I always use my cell phone and, like, the computer, like, maybe, a half an hour a day.
I use my cell phone a lot to text my friends, but I don't use the computer hardly ever.
What's the first thing you tend to use with your computer when you're at home? So you get on, you log on. What's the first thing you like to do?
Facebook.
Facebook, but I also like to look up music videos and like iTunes and update my account.
Okay, moving forward another angle, we'd like to, see their thoughts and what they share in dealing with now the computers and technology at school. So how often do you guys and girls use computers at school?
Like once a week.
Once a week.
Not a lot, maybe once in 2 months.
Okay, so not using a lot, you gave me a lot more feedback on the hours you're spending at home. Well, what do you think might be some of the reasons why that there's a big difference?
There's not enough computers.
There's not enough of them.
There's not enough, and it's hard for teachers to sometimes access them if other teachers have them.
Would you like to see them use more in school? Maybe what would you like to see done with them?
Yeah.
I don't really care. If we don't, it's not a big deal.
Okay. What activities have you done recently in some of your classes, if you have? And, can you talk a little bit about them?
Mostly Spanish projects. Like, we made a PowerPoint, and that's basically it.
Yeah. Spanish projects about seasons.
I did a French project, and it was a PowerPoint about Louisiana and the French culture in it.
What ways could you see computers better used, as tools in the classroom?
It's more organized, and you don't have to worry about losing papers.
Yeah, it keeps you more organized.
I'm going to go with the same thing, more organization.
Okay. So, as you can see, a comparison between using technology at home and using them at schools. For the most part, the students share that they like to see computers used more. As speaking with someone in technology, Dr. David Thornburg has said that, these are the tools of the future, and kids are exposed so much earlier that, teachers got to help with the benefits to helping students down the road into the future of the real world. However, at not only this school, but most schools, there's just not always easy access. Computers have to be divided up on who signs up. There's only so many computer labs. So this persists to be a problem that hopefully can change to also help the teachers bridge this gap in technology. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day. Bye.